Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens July 9th, 2024 Exposure Reduction Committee webinar that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following the Actuarial and Underwriting Committee and is recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. For those attending today's session through the webinar, you are automatically in listen-only mode. Chair Baruff, we have no speakers for today. May I proceed with roll call?
Please.
Chair Baruff?
Here.
Governor Butts? Here. Governor Cumber?
Here.
Governor Spotswood? Here. Chair, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Floor is yours, Mr. Pope.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman, and good afternoon to you and the fellow committee members. This is Jeremy Pope, Chief Administrative Officer for the record. And joining me today is Carl Rockman, our Vice President of Agency and Market Services. Today, we have a routine update to provide the committee, which is progress on our depopulation program, our clearinghouse interim program, also known as CHIPS, and the latest results around our FMAP program, which is our Florida Market Assistance Program. And also today, as part of our update, we will bring awareness and seek approval from the committee on a proposed amendment change to our depopulation plan, which essentially will make us compliant with the most recent legislative, So today we'll begin our update, which is located within Section 2, starting with Slide 3 of the standard deck, which is routinely presented to the committee. And rather than reviewing each slide within the deck, because there is a lot of redundant information, we can absolutely jump to any of that information if the committee has any questions. Carl and I would like to provide some highlights which summarize our year-to-date progress and any changes which have occurred which we feel would be of interest to the committee. And again, we can certainly jump to additional detail if needed. We would like to make the committee aware, year-to-date depopulation results, right now we're at $63.6 billion of exposure that has been removed outside of the organization into the private sector, of which $4.4 billion is from our commercial book of business, which totals 471 policies. The remaining $59.2 billion comes from our personal book of business, and that totals close to 132,000 policies. So in all, we've removed 132,319 policies, again, have been removed from Citizens and placed into the private market. We have no depop activity that is on the books through September, but we are expecting significant activity in October, November, and December, as we usually see. And Chair, at your discretion, I can wait or I can go over the consent item for the committee's consideration for the depop plan.
Please go ahead.
Perfect. Again, I just want to highlight that the changes to our depop plan, we're required to update the plan and seek committee and board approval, and then we send it to the Office of Insurance Regulation. The changes that have been drafted in your materials incorporate all 2023 legislative changes, most notably the 20% expansion rule, and then also the addition of the E&S carrier participation. There have been no other material changes to the plan at all, so we feel this is more of an administrative cleanup, if you will. And if there are no questions on that, I'll be happy to read the recommendation. Oops.
Governor, any questions?
All right. Thank you, Chair. Staff recommends the Exposure Reduction Committee review and, if approved, recommend that the Board of Governors authorize staff to seek approval of the proposed changes to Citizens' Depopulation Plan from the OIR, authorize staff to implement the proposed changes upon receiving approval from the OIR, and authorize staff to take any action consistent with this consent item.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. You're done.
Thank you, Chair. I'll turn it over to Carl Rockman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee members. For the record, Carl Rockman, Vice President, Agency and Market Services. I'd like to present a brief update on our Citizens Reimagine program, our Clearinghouse Interim Program solution, FMAP, and also planned enhancements to our consumer messaging to support depopulation. A quick reminder that Citizens Reimagined encompasses the replacement of our old clearinghouse platform.
Probably got it.
And is intended to expand carrier participation and to improve the agent and consumer experience. We're working with Applied Systems and leveraging their existing rating platform, EasyLinks, which is already widely adopted in the Florida marketplace. Our implementation has three phases. We call them Track A, Track B New Business, and Track B Renewals. I'm pleased to report that we have implemented the first stages of Track A, starting with a successful pilot of the platform in four key agencies on 531, and then delivering Citizens' new business rating to 2,600 existing subscribers on 624. We will be delivering the platform to all remaining Citizens-appointed agents over the next 8 weeks. When Track A is completed, all Citizens HO3, DP, and condo products, new business submissions, will be required to be presented to all carriers the agent is appointed with on the EasyLinks platform. To support agents, in partnership with our Great Learning and Development team and Applied Systems, we have developed online and on-demand education resources for agents, and also in partnership with Applied, are producing 14 live webinars that will cover all aspects of the platform. We've already conducted 8 webinars and have had 2,598 agents attend, and we will continue to work with our partners in communication and our agency field management team to promote the remaining webinars and drive agents to them. In January of 2025, we'll be enhancing the platform to further tighten compliance to eligibility rules, and we'll be adding a renewal component in October of 2025. Turning our attention to the Clearinghouse Interim Program, as we transition from our prior Clearinghouse platform, it was necessary to implement an interim program to ensure compliance to new business and renewal eligibility requirements. You'll see in our report that we, for this year, have reviewed 108,854 new business applications to verify that new business eligibility requirements were met, and the agents have met that expectation at around 90%. Our renewal program is also active and producing results similar to the prior platform, with a modest number of policies converted to the prior market, private market. The Florida Market Assistance Plan, our results here continue to reflect competitive nature of the Florida property insurance marketplace, with our 367 agents reporting 8.62% placement rates in the private market on leads from the FMAP program, a reminder that an FMAP agent cannot place leads with Citizens. And one last note, we just wanted to call out some planned enhancements to our consumer messaging to support depopulation. In partnership with Christine's group, we'll be making some changes to the coverage comparison spreadsheets that are available to consumers to compare coverage from depop carriers to Citizens. Also making some enhancements to coverage comparison worksheets that are actually in the package that is mailed to the customer. We're working on a video. We think it's important that the consumer be aware of what depopulation is. There can be some misconceptions about that. So we're putting together a very short video to explain to the consumer what it is, how they're impacted, and what their choices are. We're considering also an article in our policyholder newsletter. I have delivered that. A radio spot may or may not be in play. We're talking through that and discussing that. If that's going to have some value.
Mr. Rockman, I have a question.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry.
Will that video, when it's produced, will we upload it to YouTube?
It will be widely available on our website, and I would work to have that widely adopted if that's
uploaded into YouTube, because it seems like anything I go to do anymore, I look at YouTube and shows me how to do it.
Absolutely. So the radio spot is up in the air. We're going to discuss that if there's some benefit there. And then obviously updating our consumer-facing FAQs and knowledge base. So we're not done with the messaging to consumers yet on depopulation. And we think going into fourth quarter, which we're anticipating heavy adoption and heavy activity from carriers, we want to make sure the consumer is well supported.
Thank you.
That concludes our report, and we'll be happy to take any questions you might have.
Questions, governors? You're dismissed. As is practice, every time I have one of these meetings, I always, in one of them, I forget to adopt the minutes from the last meeting. So will somebody make a motion to adopt the minutes? So moved. Thank you, Mr. Spotswood. Thank you. Minutes are moved. Thank you, Ms. Walker. For my timely text, though, Leanne beat you to it. Leanne beat you to it. Is that it? Anybody have any new business? This meeting is adjourned. We'll see everybody tomorrow.